Okay. Call the meeting to order of the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee of the Osage Nation, April 28th. Time is 4 o'clock. We have roll call.
Speaker Pratt? Congressman Shaw?
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn? Congressman Baker?
Here.
Congressman Hamilton?
Here.
Congressman Supernov?
Here. All right, next item of business is, we declare we have a quorum. Next item of business is a prayer. Otto, could you give us a...
Yep.
Prayer.
Name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Father, we ask you to be in our heart and mind, come together for our Osage people, Lord. Please give the families guidance and protection who might be in harm's way. Please be with our men and women in uniform, wherever they may be. All these things I ask in your precious name, Jesus Christ, amen.
Thank you, Otto. Next item of business is approval of the minutes of September 25th. Are they going to bring that screen in or what?
I do not know. I will check on that. Sorry, I was doing something in the tray, so I need to be excused real quick, but I'll be right back.
All right, still got a quorum.
He wants to do that. Yes, I'm going to pull up the screen.
In the interest of time, I'd like to move that we defer approval of the minutes from the last meeting to the next meeting, as where our time's limited today.
Oh, is there any problem with the minutes?
I haven't had a chance to look at it, but colleagues want to go ahead and pass it out, I'll withdraw my motion. But I'm afraid we're rushing through it because we've got limited time, we started late.
Did you make a motion?
Yeah.
Second.
All right, motion made second to defer the approval of the minutes for the next meeting. All favors, yes. Next item of business is approval of LLC appointees. Now, these appointees, we're just confirming that they've met the minimum requirements for serving on the board. And we've also, the issue's been raised that we need to check the qualifications on the particular board or to see that they fit those too, as well as those in the questionnaire. It's unlikely that anybody will not be eligible. But anyway, the first one is John Mashman, appointee to the Osage Nation Blue Stem Ranch LLC. In addition to the questions in the questionnaire, the qualifications to serve on this board are, each director should be a natural person. I don't know, or an unnatural person.
Natural.
Love it.
Where's that at?
Natural person who has reached the age of 25 years old, I guess, possesses a high school diploma or general equivalency diploma, has no felony convictions, have substantial business, financial, or industry experience, and meet such other requirements as may be imposed by applicable law. Do we have any motions on that person?
Question, Mr. Chair. As I recall, I don't have that right in front of me, but is there a question, is there a piece on the questionnaire that asks whether the candidate has a previous felony conviction?
I thought it was in there.
Where they say yes or no inside it.
I think it was in there.
Because really, that's what we're using in lieu of some kind of background check, too, because if that were found to be different, then it doesn't be a fraudulent application. But if we have that, certainly at this point, then, you know, just move ahead. Because the minimum qualifications are 25, high school diploma or GED, and no felony convictions for an Osage board member. So that's not a lot, but it's, we do have it set out. It's that way for all three of them, for an Osage member. So now for non-Osage member, they shall have substantial business, financial, or industry experience, but that wouldn't apply to Mr. Ashford, who's Osage. I'll make a motion to report out Mr. John Mashburn, a Blue Stem Ranch LLC appointee, as qualified by experience and education with no ethical legal barriers to service.
Second.
Motion made second. All in favor, say yes.
Yes.
Any objections? All right, motion. He has been reported on to Congress. Next. As K Bills LLC Osage LLC appointee.
Discussion. She seconded it, so.
But she's not on the
committee. She's not on the committee.
All right, no, I don't have a second.
John second.
I was wondering, I was like, are you the chair of culture, Peggy? I thought that was John.
Oh, this is their time, but we haven't got to it yet. All right, Ron, do you have a comment?
Okay, thank you. Well, my discussion is that, you know, the Congress saw fit to confirm Ms. Bills to the Tallgrass Economic Development Board, Tallgrass LLC. She certainly meets the minimum qualifications, which is age 25, high school diploma, no felony convictions. But since that time, we've also had a chance to receive a number of reports and perhaps judge her early start here as regards the Tallgrass and her interest in activities in the LLC boards, the both Tallgrass and Osage LLC. She's actually served on the LLC until this session, at which time her initial appointment by the principal chief is up for confirmation by the Congress, and this is her start to that process here. You know, usually we use the language just put forth by the movement about Kane is qualified by education experience and no ethical or legal conflicts, and it's typically how we handle these. But I would propose that they're based on, you know, letters sent to the SBA, consultation with the FBI, and not using standard routes of dissent about operations at either one of those boards. Really, to me, that potentially has jeopardized the operation of those boards, raises the question of whether there may be ethical barriers to service. And I, that's again an observation since that has taken place since then, perhaps further look into other reports and conduct with the board. And I can't endorse that the movement's motion, and would like to have an amendment to that motion. And so I'd like to move that the motion be changed to: the candidate is qualified by education and experience, but has ethical or legal conflicts which may call into question the effectiveness of the person nominated.
Is there a second to that?
Can you repeat that?
Amendment.
Sorry, what? I just kind of...
It's an amendment. It's an amendment to the motion. The candidate is qualified by education and experience, but has ethical or legal conflicts which may call into question the effectiveness of the person nominated. That's out of our rules.
I'll second it for discussion.
What? You second?
I second, yes. I did.
Okay. Motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Don?
So what you want to do, just change the wording, I assume, confirmation process here?
Well, the wording's out of the rules. We've got, there's three different choices about how this committee can report out and appoint who it's considered. One is the one that Congresswoman Whitehorn mentioned. The second is the one of my proposed amendment to the motion. The third is something to the effect that there are constitutional infirmities that present a barrier to service. I'm certainly not proposing that. Really, mine boils down to where I'm concerned there are ethical conflicts which may call into question the effectiveness of the person nominated.
I'm sorry, I had to catch up. I'm sorry that I had to be excused for a minute, so I'm just now catching up. That's why I seconded it, because I wanted to hear what was going on.
Oh, no.
So, what is the motion that's being amended?
I make a standard motion to report Kay Bill's appointment out of this committee.
Okay, with the standard language.
With the standard language.
Okay.
And I believe our rules provide for other language, although I don't have that in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And he is suggesting to amend my motion with this other language that is provided in our rules.
Okay. All right, now I'm caught up. All right. Thank you.
I don't know whether we should vote right now or discuss it more, because I just don't know if we should judge ethics in this committee at this time. However, it's up to the committee, however you want to vote on it.
That's good.
Congressman Charles.
There's not a suggestion that ethics charges need to be filed. I don't think it rises to that level. But, you know, we usually pass through with the standard language. That was what was described. I understand it's standard language. But occasionally it may become necessary to consider other language. And this other language is arrived by her rules. We don't use that frequently, probably rarely used. And certainly the third one, I've not heard of one used about constitutional infirmities. This candidate, I believe, needs to be considered with the alternate language that I suggested in the form of an amendment.
To listen to this. Changing the normal confirmation wording to include a possibility of ethics violations? I just don't know. We've never done it before, so.
It's set out in the rules, the three possible recommendations that you can make. So let's look at those real quick.
What rule is it, do you know, so I can look at it?
It's on page 49 of the rules.
Thank you. Congressman, yeah. I'd like to ask my colleague a question, if you don't mind.
I don't know.
Okay.
He might.
So, I understand where you're coming from, but I believe that specifically in our mind, we have to have the idea of what we think the ethical or legal issue is or would be, and maybe state that on the record. I mean, if you're wanting an affirmative vote to go out with this amendment to the amendment, I think I really need to know why I would support that language. So that being said, maybe you already stated that, but maybe I didn't, my brain didn't cling on to it. So.
Well, he asked, would you like to
read? I'd be happy to, and I did mention that I didn't go into a great amount of detail on that, except to say my biggest concerns, simply put, were that a letter was drafted to the SBA making allegations against improprieties in the business operations of Tallgrass, and without going through the usual board process, and I'm concerned that jeopardized the business operations of one of our economic development companies. And also there's also been visits with the FBI, and I'm just concerned that when you have a disagreement or that you have a dissident board member and it rises to that degree, I believe it reaches the definition of ethical or legal conflicts that may call into question the effectiveness of the person nominated.
What page did you say again?
Actually, page 50. It's section 8.2 that starts on page 49, at least on my copy, and goes to page 50. The three recommendations are on page 50. So I believe the one that Congressman Shaw is talking about would state that candidates qualified by education experience but has ethical or legal conflicts which may call into question the effectiveness of the person nominated.
Well, if this passes, it goes on to Congress, but it's an effective notice to the Congress that there's a possibility of ethical problems. That's the way I understand it.
Yes, sir. One final question. Just one other comment, really. To me, I'd like to boil stuff down, but we're trying to make decisions here, and we don't have a couple of hours, and don't know that that would change the outcome if we had 2 hours. But the incidents that I had mentioned, the actions that Ms. Bills had taken that I mentioned, you know, in your mind, it really depends on whether or not you think that was presented any kind of ethical difficulty. I've talked to other congressional members who feel like that jeopardized the financial operations of that company, that the proper channels were not followed, and perhaps, I can't say whether someone has another agenda or not, that's simply speculation, but I do know these actions were taken. You either believe that was an ethical route to take, or there's some question in your mind about whether that was a proper course and whether or not that type of action is going to allow that nominee to be effective in serving on the board that they're nominated to.
All right, please. I spent quite a bit of time on this because it may come up again as never come up before. So this is a vote on the amendment and the motion. All everybody familiar with what that amendment is? Are you ready to vote? All right, can you call for a vote?
Speaker Pratt?
No.
Congressman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
No.
Congressman Maker?
No.
Congressman Hamilton?
No.
Congressman Supernaw?
No. And now to the main motion, which is, would you repeat the motion as you stated the first time?
Move to report to Congress that Kay Bills.
as well.
I don't like this form because, you know, I just don't. We've qualified, that the committee's qualified her by education experience, and there are no legal or ethical barriers to service for a term of 3 years to the Tallgrass Board. Write it in whatever form you need to, but I don't really like the word. I guess it's...
Second.
Is that different?
Right.
It's one we've used forever.
Otto.
I believe she said Tallgrass, isn't it, to Osage?
Excuse me, Osage LLC.
Okay, are we ready? All in favor of the motion, allow? A roll call.
Congressman Shaw?
No.
Congresswoman Whiteman?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes.
Congressman Supernov?
Yes. Okay, next appointee is Patsy Stuckey. Consider her. She's an appointee to the Tallgrass. No, this Osage LLC. Actually, she has two appointments to consider, one to Osage LLC and one to Tallgrass.
I thought she was confirmed to Tallgrass. Is that? Mr. Reddy would like to be recognized, Kathy.
Well, just a minute. She has been appointed. We haven't considered her in committee. She's an interim appointee.
For either?
We've never considered her in committee. Well, we talked that one time in a subcommittee, but that was it. We've never addressed her and never confirmed her to either.
So right now we're considering her for
Osage LLC.
Osage LLC. Where's her Tallgrass paperwork?
I don't know. She sent it in yesterday.
That's Ms. Dukey's Tallgrass and Osage.
Yes.
Everyone's been sent out, and I sent you an email to have her added to your agenda for both boards.
Yeah.
I just sent the email this afternoon.
Okay.
Because we had just received it.
Have you got them? The Tallgrass questionnaire? I know it's sent them in.
Her Tallgrass questionnaire is identical to the Osage questionnaire, with the exception of the, what board did you get appointed to?
Okay.
I
don't know if it's proper or not. I recognize it for at the point that it's not pertinent.
Just want to mention, I was talking with Ms. Stuckey today, matter of fact, on some other items, and it's come up. She wasn't aware that she was on the agenda, but she did offer, if she needed to talk with her, she could be tapped in over telecom.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we haven't found that necessary in any of these preliminary confirmations. Any movement on this?
Mr. Chair, I'll make a motion that Ms. Patsy Stuckey be reported to the Congress as being for appointment to the Tallgrass Economic Development LLC. As the candidate is qualified by education and experience and has no ethical or legal barriers to service.
Second.
Can you repeat how you worded that?
The candidate is qualified by education and experience and has no ethical or legal barriers to service.
Second.
Who's second?
I did.
Okay. All in favor or say?
Yes. Oh,
discussion? All right. All in favor say yes?
Yes.
Any opposed? All right. She's been confirmed or passed on to Congress with a due. All right. I think at this time we...
The clerk has a question about that.
Clerk.
On the motion, it's just for Tallgrass. What about the Osage LLC?
This one was Osage LLC, wasn't it?
Tallgrass.
Oh, Tallgrass.
In my understanding, she was currently pending right. Confirmation for both.
I think right. We just probably assumed they'd do it separately.
All right, then now we need to consider her appointment to Osage LLC.
Do we vote on this one yet?
Yes.
And we just voted on it? Okay.
For Tallgrass.
For Tallgrass. I move the committee report to Congress that Patsy Stuckey is qualified by education experience and there are no legal or ethical barriers for service to a 3-year appointment. Yes, no?
It says 3 years.
One.
Oh, no.
Okay. I'm going to withdraw that. We need to straighten this out. Can Trey come and talk to us? Because this says, if you look at her, excuse me, may I?
Go ahead.
Okay. This says, pursuant to the powers and duties vested in me by the Osage people and by the Osage Nation Constitution as your principal chief, please be advised, I have made the following appointment in accordance with Article 7, all that stuff. This appointment is for a term of 3 years from September 15 on the seat formerly held by Dave Stewart. Mr. Stewart was a holdover board member pursuant to Section 3.7C of the Osage LLC Articles of Operation, whose term ended September 15. Now, I don't know how Ms. Stuckey can be put into a seat whose term ended September 15. This is a crazy appointment letter. It doesn't make any sense. Because Mr. Stewart was not sitting on the board.
Well, even if he was, he was a holdover, sorry.
So, okay.
All right, Trey.
Even if he was technically just a holdover. And the law and the Articles of Operation say that the terms for board members after the initial board for 3-year terms. So has a beginning date and an ending date under the law. Beginning date is from the date that the person is confirmed by Congress. So it'll be for a 3-year term from any confirmation date.
So
it's just wrong.
Is this invalid then? I mean, as an appointment with these dates on there, that's my question. Because that's what it says.
There is no provision in the law to have a person sit retroactively or to allow them to, it doesn't even state fill the remainder of a term in any place in the law. It simply says to replace a board member. Terms are for 3 years, you know. In the Articles of Operation for Osage LLC, it says that a board member shall remain in their seat until a qualified candidate is confirmed. We used to have in the Courts and Commissions Act a place where it said there are no holdover board members. They're supposed to fall off, but I'm not sure if that's still in place. We were just looking at the law. It doesn't look like that provision has been taken out. So if you have a holdover, according to the Articles of Operation, until a person is qualified and confirmed, once the person is confirmed, it's for the 3-year term. It's not retroactive 2+1. I don't think the letter is invalid. It's wrong, but the point of it is that it says it's for a 3-year term, and it says it's, you know, appointing a specific person, but it's not going to be from 2015. It'll be from 2018.
Well,
are you asking whether you can still consider the confirmation? Or the appointment?
I'm wondering if he's expecting this appointment to end September of 2018. If that's what the expectations were contained in this letter, I don't know that we can clearly do
this.
Yeah, I
can't speak to that.
Right. That's my question.
I guess one thing is to consider if this committee and Congress have objections to try to consider that letter of appointment as drafted, as received, what's the end result to the Osage LLC? Right now they have Phil Morrow, whose term doesn't expire, I don't think, until next September. Ray Hankins, whose term does expire this month, but unless...
Ray Hankins isn't expiring anytime soon.
On Osage.
On Osage LLC is expiring this month. And if he doesn't have a replacement, then he would stay on until another nominee is put forth after this session. So part of the question we make as we get into the Congress is going to be, do we want to have new duplicate members in Osage LLC?
Ray Hankins is on until next April.
And Phil Morrow?
Yes.
I stand correct.
Yeah, we just looked at that issue.
So then let me just change the point of my comment was, it takes just a minimum of three.
Right.
Okay, so, you know, it really doesn't take four or five, although they could have four or five. Do we need to stack up this board, just a little beyond that, and I'll stop, with more new members for a board that heretofore this Congress, and previously the chief, had seen as a board that was about to wind down.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
Okay, so if I can validate what everybody's saying in my mind. So we can go ahead and make this appointment or send this out as vetted. And then we'll work out in the end whether the chief, if she gets confirmed, if the chief expected her term to end September of 2018 or not. We can do that later. Does that sound reasonable?
Yeah.
Is Trey still here?
Yeah.
Couldn't Trey?
Trey.
I knew. Did you want to talk to him before?
I just wanted to ask him, Trey, could we just go ahead and confirm that she meets minimum qualifications without a date of when she...
Yes, I don't see any reason why not.
Okay.
I just need to get clarification on the term dates.
This is just right
now.
I will move that the speaker make a communication with the chief's office so we can get that cleared up. Move to report Patsy Stuckey, who is an appointee for Osage LLC, to Congress with the recommendation that the candidate is qualified by education experience and there are no ethical or legal barriers of service.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? All right. Patrick Stuckey is sent out. Now, this is crunch time. Everybody's got their hands full, but Patsy Stuckey did send in another application questionnaire, and so did Jim Parrish. So, could we just print out one copy or something so that we can go on? We'll come back to Patsy Stuckey for Tallgrass.
We've done both.
We've done both. She's done.
Okay, well, I'm going to get her questionnaire to be identical.
Right.
Jim Parrish, we don't have out here. The next one, though, is Tim Classen. You have all his. Question. Oh. Okay. You know, there's some of this is not filled out. I don't know if it's if it's a...
He probably has an attachment.
It doesn't say that he does. Maybe he does. That's been anybody got any motions to pay into Tim Klassen?
Says we're recommending for appointment. We really aren't. We're recommending that they're qualified, not for appointment.
So it's the same.
Say I move to report that the candidate is.
I
move to report to Congress that Tim Klassen, for a 3-year term to Osage LLC as a candidate was qualified by education experience and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor say yes.
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 Right. Motion carried. And move on to Marsha Harlan, appointment to the Osage Nation Gaming Commission for appointment term of 3 years.
I'd like to make a motion to report out Marsha Harlan with regards to her confirmation to the Osage Nation Gaming Commission as a qualified by education and experience and has no ethical or legal barriers to service.
Thank you.
Yes.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
All right, Marsha Harlan. Board of Congress. I have the application for Patsy Stuckey here. If anybody wants to look at it, it's the same as the other one. Next, we've got Jim Ferris. And his appointment.
Yeah,
I do. I don't have that there.
Who are we looking for?
Jim Ferris.
Jim Ferris.
Up on the board.
I've got his application, but I don't have the chief's appointment letter.
And what is appointment to Tallgrass again? Is that what we're looking at?
So we have Ms. Stuckey and
Mr. Paris being appointed to Tallgrass, correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. That's right. I got it. The only thing I've got is an email.
Yeah, he's reappointing him, and I think Patsy's taking Randy Ginsburg's.
Actually, I don't have. Maria?
I move to report to Congress that Jim Paris, who's been appointed to Tallgrass Economic Development LLC for a term of 3 years, is qualified by education experience, and there are no legal or ethical barriers to service.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor say yes.
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 All
right. Any opposed? Motion carried. I think that is all of the confirmation. Appointees that we have. So the next item of business is consideration of ONCA 17. Wait a minute. We got another appointment. That's Conrad. And I don't have his paperwork here either. David Conrad to ONES.
Amazing. Absolutely.
Sure.
I just have a bit of a, like I said, I stepped out for a few minutes. Did you go over this appointment letter? Because it doesn't make sense to me for Tim Caution. Because to my knowledge, Jim Harris has never resigned from the board. So it says this appointment is for a term of 3 years from September 15th on the seat formerly held by Jim Harris. Mr. Harris was a holder of four members pursuant to section 7.3C of the Osage LLC Corporation, who resigned from the board on May 4th, 2017.
Did he resign from the Osage LLC?
To my knowledge.
That's what that letter says. And, you know, I think these are just messed up. That's all I think.
I think we have in our mind what's supposed to be happening, but then it's like not jiving with what these letters say. So that's something I need to get worked out overnight.
Well,
that doesn't make sense.
Dana, we have another appointee.
And Dave Stewart, David Conrad.
Dave Stewart. He wasn't reappointed.
Right. But
okay. This is. All right, now, do you have his appointment from the chief? I don't know how many. Is he appointed for 2 years or three?
The appointment letter for Mr. Conrad? I'll do an email search for it, see if I can find it.
I think they're all 3 years now, are they not?
Well,
they're all 3 years, they say?
They're all 3 years.
Angela.
That kind of makes me wonder why we even state the years, because we're not making a recommendation to approve them for their seat and however many years that's going to be. I think that in our language, if we're going to report that they're either qualified or not qualified, that we don't include the years or whatever in it.
We're just saying they meet the minimum qualification.
Right, so we should exclude using that language.
So, I guess if someone wants to make a motion, we could go ahead and confirm David Conrad or approve it.
Are you ready for a motion?
I'm ready.
All right. I move to report to Congress the recommendation of David Conrad for a 3-year term to the ONES as a candidate who is qualified by education experience and there are no ethical legal barriers to service.
Second.
Motion made and second. All in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed? The motion carried. So now I think we're through with confirmations, unless did you have any reservations about that one, Dookie?
Yeah, actually I have about two of them, Tim's and Patsy's. So I'll have to get with the chief overnight.
All right. Well, we'll go.
And figure that out.
Can we go on to consideration of ONCA 17-102 and act to authorize and appropriate $1,300,000 to the Osage Nation Energy Services LLC and established on effective date. Sponsor is Hamilton. Otto, I'm going to turn it over to you.
All right, thank you, Chairman. I'm going to turn it over to ONES Chairman, Mr. Reddick, who's here.
After discussion with the executive and various other members of leadership, it would be wise that we pay ourselves as far as ONES LLC in our quest for the 8A certification environment and get ready to move into that business sector. In that line, we would like to adjust the amount that was first requested for $1,375,000 to $346,500. that amount, as you can see on the handout, and the page behind it gives you the detail of the remaining line items and the purpose of that amount, of those amounts. Equating to 356,000. What that money represents is it would place One's LLC the opportunity to bring itself into certification, qualifications, and become modified into setting ourselves up for the payday processes and staging ourselves in preparation for that. That is a fairly lengthy process. We want to accelerate that as fast as we can and get ourselves in a good position, standing and set to move when other challenges and other questions may be resolved. We respect that, and we're going to work with that. We don't want to sit idle, but we're going to take this time and really good preparation time. And hopefully the solution processes will come out to be a stronger Osage Nation approach to the economic drivers of the LLC elements and in that capacity for the nation, which we would benefit when we do go out qualified and then to go to find, as we mentioned to you before, teaming partners and partnerships out there that can really take us into viable economic return. So that's our request of you. We honor the request of the suggestion of the executive and willing to do that. And it would give us time to thoroughly set ourselves up and standing at the LLC, Osage Nation, bonafide qualified in that endeavor.
Just to concur with Chairman Oney, as Chairman Radigal said, I do have an amendment proposed. I'm going to make a motion. Page 1, lines 16, 23, and 24, strike, quote, $1,300,000, and insert, quote, $346,500, quote.
Second.
Okay, motion made, seconded. I think you have a copy of the motion. Any discussion?
And this is just to go along with, he was just saying, it goes along with the budget that's handed out to.
Any discussion on the motion? No. Maria? No. All right. Well, I would like to say that we've had 3 meetings with the chief and his entourage, and we've come up with a compromise that reduced that almost $1 million, and I appreciate the willingness of the board to work with that. And no other comments. I'd like to call for the question. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? All right, motion carried. Now, have a motion for movement.
I have a motion to amend ONCA 17-112, page 1, line 25, strike economic development and insert general.
Made and seconded. Any discussion? I guess we have money in general right now, don't we? Yeah. No discussion. Everybody in favor of the motion? Signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? All right, motion carried. So, are there any other amendments to be proposed? If not, I'd like to hear a motion for movement on this bill. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I'd like to report out ONCA 17-112 to Congress with no recommendation.
Second.
Was there a motion made and second? I think that was Congresswoman Pratt, secondly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Post himself.
I can make an amendment, pose an amendment to the motion to strike no recommendation and insert do pass.
As amended.
Do pass, as amended.
Second.
Okay, voting on amendment to the amendment. I think everybody understands it, so all in favor of the amendment to the amendment, say yes.
Yes.
No.
All right, we have one no.
We have two no's.
Oh, wait a minute. Better have a roll call then.
Speaker Pratt? No. Congressman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
No.
Congressman Baker?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Supernov?
No.
Fails.
So amendment fails. Now back to the main motion. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Well, I know that we've had a lot of meetings, well, a lot, three. We've had three meetings and maybe more conversations about the status of our LLCs at the nation this session, more than any, and any before. And I'm hopeful, I'm very hopeful about the direction that we're going to move with our enterprises and companies. And there's been much discussion that's going to take some legal maneuvering to finally move into a consolidated holding company strategy where there'll be shared services. So, for example, the reason I have no recommendation on this is because I don't believe we're ready to launch an individual action of an LLC that is going to be incorporated into a whole holding of companies at this time. I am going to say on the record, and Mr. Redigal, I believe in this remediation business. I think that it will be very lucrative for the nation. I just don't think we have the order of things right currently. And I know some will say, well, you don't know what can possibly happen in the future. From the conversations we've had, we're executive and the legislative branch is moving, we are moving in the same direction to finally get a consolidated holding company. So if you'll look at the document here, and I realize there's a need for that, but one of them is equipment expenses, tools, computer, software, and subscriptions. Well, quite possibly they will need that, but to me, I think we can hold a couple of months before we get started out on this project and get them set up in one office, only to have to be moved or have more equipment come in from another to have to move the business to another place once we have a consolidation effort happen. I believe the amount of time, and I think that there are a lot of dedicated people that have been talking about it in the chief's office and also here with Congress, that we need to expedite this and we need to make this happen. 3 months was the number that was thrown out, Kagi?
3 to 4 months.
So, personally, I think this is this little stop on this appropriation stop is not quite ready yet. I know that they have done the work. I know ONES has done the work. But if they're going to move under another company, I think we need to get it moved and then do the work. That just makes sense to me. Others may have an opposing view. So that's why I'm a no recommendation and more than likely a no vote on this appropriation. Once that consolidation effort happens, then the funding will be appropriate at that time. So that was my explanation for no recommendation right now.
Congressman Shaw.
Well, I don't disagree that there's been meetings. I didn't know there were meetings with the executive branch, but I realize small meetings don't typically invite all 12 members of Congress, so I accept that. But on the other hand, that's, unless there was a majority of Congress that was there at the meeting and all were of the same mind, I would even say a majority of that, it's uncertain. And it's and that uncertainty has to be believed. I think the idea of the overarching board, previously referred to as the super board, whether that's the direction we need to go, you know, it's been talked about before, including by the executive branch. Still not sure why that was let go of. But I don't think you can assume that because there's been small meetings that there's a majority of the Congress that approves of that. I believe that there are a number of members who support it. Whether that reaches a majority or not, I don't know. And I think that we should take advantage of the fact that we have a plan that's been well thought out and looked into by our Osage Nation Energy Services Board. You know, 2 or 3 months, that time frame sounds hardly unbelievable, no more faster than we've known to use and move forward in making major changes in our board structure. The notion just sitting and not making further advancements with the Osage Nation Energy with a good plan, I don't understand why we would wait. We don't have time to wait. We need to get, it's not an emergency, but neither is it, is there enough that I've heard mentioned at this table that we should wait, put it on hold. They've been waiting patiently since the spring.
Councilwoman Pratt.
So I just wanted to say let's vote because do pass already failed, so there's the only option right now and no recommendation. And because of the conversation he's having right here is there's people that are split. So we've done that with others. That's we've sent out others, no recommendation, so let's go.
I would like to say this, that this restructuring plan, the meetings that we've had over there have been meetings to plan a restructure. And they set an ambitious timetable of 4 months. And ONES itself was agreeable to the smaller amount to stay in business until that overall structure is planned. And I think there's good reason to reduce this amount. They're agreeable to it. Also, I think that we as Congress don't take advantage of the caucus that we could, that everybody's not involved and, I mean, doesn't know what's going on a lot of times. Sometimes only a few people know. And even when we have the limited opportunity to have a discussion of the whole, half of the Congress almost votes against it. So I don't know how you could complain today that you don't know what's going on. So anyway, we're ready to vote.
Yes.
Everyone in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed?
No.
All right, one no. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Johnson. We're adjourned.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I never saw so many goof-ups in one meeting.
I guess we gotta go.